mówiły o pomieszkaniu na Mojsze. ויביאו את המשכן אל מוישה. והוא דכתיב אויז והודו, אויז והודו לוישה ותשחק ביום אחד. זה לא שייך אל אוב, ויביאו את המשכן אל מוישה, זה לא פוסק. שכל זכון של צדיקים מסוכן לו אל מהבו, הם ותשחק ביום אחד. קיצה, שכר צדיקים, is waiting for them all. Mabo, what's the connection to Vayivu is a Mishkan and Moshe? So Yivan Avim Hashem Chazal Eidim Kudei HaMishkan. Next week's parasha. Mishkan HaEidus. Rashi brings down over there. It's Mashkein Abba Ben Yisrael Shal Yisrael. The Eivish took it as a Mashkan. Took it away from us. So that's why the Mishkan is called the Mishkan. Because if the Choyter, the Eivish takes it away as a Mashkan. Abba Ben Yisrael Shal Yisrael. In other words, Hashem takes it away from us. Now.
Same thing by Mishmitish also.
So obviously, if that gets taken away, that also means that the Mishkan Shemesarech Kol Echad Ve'Echad also gets taken away. It's also Echad. Zvim Kein, Mevadai Bechinas Mishkan Shnes Mashkin, Yeshne Gdamkin, this Inin that Hashem is Mes Mashkin, takes it as a Mashkin, Yeshne Gdamkin Bechinas Hashoich HaMesarech Bnei Yisrael. So it's also in the Bechin of Hashoich HaMesarech Bnei Yisrael, Shnes Mashkin Gdamkin Ba'Bnei Seim. באמת אומר חזל לחיי ההפך קשה איז וחזלתי להפך כל מוקם של גולו שכיני מוי ואיס טויס אז לא זה דום נסמש כן of the שכינה that's with us בסוריך כל אחד אחר because wherever we go the שכינה goes with us so it doesn't stem with the Mishkan's called Mishkan because Hashem is נסמש כן it's משמע that the שכינה after God comes with us everywhere it's not, it never gets taken away from us שטאַק קאַשע אַх יבוא אדום אַ ביש ידוע כי בגלוס השכינה בסייד האסטור but what is the shchina vada is always with us but is the shchina with us be gali or is the shchina with us be hester that's the whole chiluk between galus and gula is whether the shchina is with us be gali or the shchina is with us be hester in gula in with much of the shchina is with us bani be bani kol mokam she gola gola shechina emoi means that the shechina is with us by Hester. That's why the shechina also goes into golas. What does it mean the shechina goes into golas? The shechina is hidden in all the nevushim of the golas and all the hastaras of the golas. That's how he answers the kasha.
That's why his man Mishmikdash kilo is missing
loyim all the time. That's right. Like there's a bechina of Mishmikdash al malo. Yeah, even Zman HaGol. There's always a Bechin of a Beis HaMikdash. It's nostalgic Lamalus. There is still a Musaf of a Beis HaMikdash. Same thing with B'chol Echad Ve'Echad. The Shechina is with us everywhere. The Shechina is Ba'astara. And that's called Golas HaShechina. Golas HaShechina means the Shechina is Ba'astara. You can't see it. That's why it's a Bechin in Golas. It's trapped. When the Shechina is trapped, it's trapped in something. You can't see it. Kmo Shekziv, Anachi Asta Pana Be'Emo. That's the Hastara. Hastara means it's hidden. It's there. It's there. Otherwise, it's not Shaykh Hastara. קויד מחור בנו היה בסוי פונים הנירים השכינו היה שויר בסגליה בגולה ועכשיו בסטור אז כמה לבושים וזהו הגולס and that's the בחין of גולס the slabshes become a לבושים that's the בחין of גולס that is in slabish and come a לבושים זהו and that's פשעת כל מוקם של גולו השכין אמון so what does that mean בכל בחינס שיורדו לו עמק הגולס כל מקום של גולו all the בחינס not just places in all the בחינס of גולס שום גולס או השכינה ונסלב ששום בעמקי הבחינה הוא it's not as if there's a tumor in Bovel so the שכינה is nistar is trapped in that tumor in Bovel go to Yomon whatever the same thing so the חיין דור של חזל אסת מן התורים נאי תקסב נאי חרסת אסת פונדיהם Why Esther? Because Esther is Aleph Seisa. Aleph is the Shechina Kodesh. Aleph is Alufa Shel Oilam. Aleph is Alufa Shel Oilam. So Loim Alufa Shel Oilam Hu Beseisa Halavushim. Kashivu Ela Kamon Oid Miza. So Esther is the Aleph is Seisa. And that's called Golas Shechina. But about it's with us. But it's the Golas. Obviously, what's the Avoida? It's Mimagalim. To take away all the Hastaras. Yeah, oh, as he's going to say, that's Megillah Esther. Well, that's the Nes of Adar. Adar is because of the Nes of Adar, that's what Adar is Mesugal to do. In other words, it takes it from Aleph Seisa to Aleph Dar. Let's go for what Adar does. Adar's Mahapach. Mahapach from Aleph which is Seisa to Aleph which is Aleph. Yeah. Soid of Adar is not the bad part of Adar, but it's the Gula part of Adar. That's what's Mesugal to do. Therefore, the whole story happened in Adar for that. On the Moshe Zochel Bina, Moshe Zochel Bina, Soid Alma de Cheres, Shemokan Achuva, Shemon Tokas Adin. Which means the following: Bina is the Sheresh. Sheresh means the Bina is the Koyach to find the. If you go into the Sheresh or something, so you find the Aleph. Right? In other words, Bina is calls it the Soid Alma de Cheres. We know it's Chamishim Shari Bina, connected to Yovel. Yovel is Nasa, which means that you could have a Koyach to live a Geuladik life in Golas. That's called Alma de Cheirus. That's the Bechon of Bina. Why is that the Bechon of Bina? Because the Bechon of Bina is the Bina, as we discussed it before, is Bina that goes to the Shurish. The Shurish of Uldinim is the Amtaka of Uldinim. What does it mean to go to the Shurish? To go to the Shurish means to take away, to destroy everything around, and then you get to the Shurish. How do you get to the Shurish? That's the Koyach of Bina. How do you get to the Shurish? The Bina gives a Koyach where it destroys everything around until you get to the Sada. The Shechina is hidden. It's hidden in Levushin. So when you take those Levushin away, you get to the Shurish. And that's the Koyach of Bina. That's the Soyda Alma de Cheres. The Soyda Alma de Cheres is there's no Astaris. It's destroying the destroyed Astaris. That's the difference between now and the Geula. We'll see how everything was just a Astaris. The Alma de Cheres is where you see that everything was Astaris. All the Astaris went away. And that's the pshat, that's why there there's a hamtoka adinim. Ki adinim ain't a hamtokim, we've had this before, el b'shorsh, adinim on nimtak, b'shorsh. Mash ha-shchinim ha-lubeshes, b'levushim, b'ovim, sosa arloi, and that which the shchinah is ha-lubeshes, b'levushim, and it's ovim, thick ones, which is sosa, which is hiding it, כשיאבחן אדם, he is speaking out. What does Bina do? The Koyach of Bina. When a person is מאבחן ויאבין שבחינה היא אשגלה האדם שום, האשגלה האדם. And this בחינה of גולס האדם, that's also שום שכינוסה כביכול גם כן is called נגנוס השומה, also the שכינה קדוש is נגנוס השומה. ומשום יעלה לדובק בו יסבורך. And from there, it's going to be אוילה לדובק בו יסבורך, לדובק בשרושוי, שבחינה היא אשמשום נלגחו, זה נקרא תשובה, that's the בחינה of תשובה. Tshuva is the Bechina, where he's meshav, called meshav everything. Oh, so there's any Tshuva, that's why Bina is the Alma of Tshuva. Shemeshav kol dover l'shorosho. So Bina is meshav everything back to its shorosho. Mespatlin, or mesmaskin hadinim b'shorosho. And the dinim are mesbatl and the mesmasik b'shorosho. Ki mimeno bo ve'elav yoshuvu. Dinim only coming as a result of the Ohr HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Nelam and Esther. Tzamtzum Ohr, and that causes the Dinim. When you break through all the Helam and Esther, you go back, you see that there's no Dinim, everything is Rachman. So Veda, that same Mid of Bino is the Mid of Tshuva. Because Bino, we said, is the Koyach to take away the what's the Levushin, to see the Ohr of Emes. When you see the Ohr of Emes, that's the ending of Tshuva. That means to return, you're returning back to the Shorash. That's why the whole Gula is going to come. Shov Hashem lekecha, Shavuz Amol Hashem lekecha, Zlavovcha, Zlavov Zarecha. Mamed Melech Kosho, Vavgzeirois of Koshin, everyone has to do tshuva. Tshuva is Bina. When you do tshuva, tshuva means you're going back to the Sherish of the Alma, the Chayrus. You're going back to the Sherish, that's the Bina, and then the Dina is the Smesik. It's a Peldik Azach. Chayn Acha Maisa Egel, Bo Moishe, Vayitchoy Nasa Egel, Ad HaShadok. Tif Azach. Vayitchoy means to grind, Ad HaShadok. Why was he grinding Ad HaShadok? Moshe Rabbeinu brought them back to the Mokam Atshuva Shashom Shirashe Adinim Kama Bezoya Misitru Adinim Isarin. From the Sitru Abina, that's where the Dinim are Misarin. Rakim Shom Bedakas Godlo. But over there, it's Mamish Bedakas. Shom is Maskim Adinim Shalemato. And that's Pshat Beyitchon Adashadok Shehevi El Adakas. He brought it back to the Darab of Dakas Shashom Shirashe Adinim. Over there in Dakas is the Shiroshim of the Dinim, which is Dakam in Adaka. Ba'oz Masha Yagashmi is the obvious thickness that was surrounding it. Shivinu, Meshivu, El Shiroshi, Adakas, Hakona, Mizbatel, Hakol, Venimta. So That's what Yitchan is. What does it mean by Yitchan? Yitchan means you grind. You grind it on a shadak, meaning what do you do? When you grind something, you take away all the levushin until you get to the etzem dover itself. That's what you do when you grind. So grinding is killing, destroying all the levushin. That's when you get to same mechana of Torahs. Torahs is chelbena, it's the poishah Yisrael. What do you do with Torahs? Ad shitei dakum in adakum. So what you have to do is you have to take away the mechana of all the surrounding. And you see that the yid betzim, who wants to do ratzon Hashem, neshama shenazat to be toiri. First you gotta destroy. Grinding something takes away, destroys the levushin. Destroys the levushin. What you left is the dak. Dak. That's the pnimius when you get back to the shechina. That's what tshuva does. So lachin gabi esther sh'amar v'tsumo elai v'al toichal tushlu shleishas yomim sh'oz chazru v'tshuva sh'tom to do tshuva. And then they went back to Soid Bina, chazru v'tshuva, which is Soid Bina, like we said earlier. V'kein mashay esther Soid Aleph, Seisar. Esther was the Aleph, Seisar, mispashtem in Aleph Hushim. By doing tshuva, they went and they were mispashit from all the devotion, and Benizgala be heroes, and that's why Rene Kovadela says to him, Ashoya Stora Nizgala. So, where the Ketupi is, there's a lot of Narek away. That's what Shuvah is to Benizgala. A person who does Shuvah, a person who, why is he called Chazim Shuvah? A person doesn't have Vera, if she should become a Ger. Shuvah means he's returning to something, not a Shuvah, right? If he never did any mitzvahs, the Rosh Hashanah called Yomov, until his deathbed. So how can he do tshuva? The Torah says there was always something there. He's returning to something. The only difference is he's becoming more aware that something was there. So tshuva means you're returning to something, and something was there. And it was there all the time. How you megal is there all the time. Because when you take away the nevushin, you realize that it was only the nevushin that was covering. And that's the dark of tshuva. So a yid can do tshuva. That's all you can bring up a korban. You burn away the nefesh of armies. You destroy everything that's around. And what comes out is the nefesh. What comes out is the pnimis. That's true. True is to the gala, but the bets and the yid is always the shalom shalom is not to be tahiri. And what the only the chet came as a result of the hastara. Take away the hastara and made it like a tchilis in shalom the chet. That's the whole thought of true. It's not that you did something and you have to make a different matzah. You have to be gala that the whole chet came from the levush, and the levush is not you. The levush, a jacket you can take off, it's not you. You, the man himself wasn't chetah. And that's the inyan of daka ben ataka. Grind something, you take the elevation away, as you get to the, that's the side of the Bina. So that's the beginning of the Megillah system. Lachin Shaul Chazal asked, Minatorim Inayin Diksiv, Ham Minatorim Inayin Diksiv, Amin Eitz. Everybody's a Minatorim Inayin. Why by the story is everything asked Minatorim, Ham Minatorim? So Kavanosam Bazeh, Kavanah is Kol Dova Tzorch Lehisakin B'Sharosha Yolam Tiki. Everything needs to be nesakin misharoshay. Everything needs to be nesakin misharoshay. All amtikan to be mamtik. The Torah nikras bina. The Torah is called bina. The Ksim pasuk says ani bina ligvur. Everything needs its amtok. So loy b'shakolat gvuro is tzricha. Is all the tzricha. All the gvuro is needless. Ale is to be misale lemakom bina. Ve'oz nimtekes. And then it's Nimtak, Shasham Sharasha, because they're the Shayrish. Zeo Ligvura. So, in other words, the Torah is called Bina, and then it says Ligvura, because that's when you take all the dinim and your mum take it over there. So, with Nimtha, it comes out that Tzrichim Leida, Leida Koldova, a person has to know Koldova Lamtiko, Lamtik, to your mum take it for Sharasha. Ve'eza Bechina, Yisale Allah Haskel Mitzoyim Avoy. To find where it comes from, where it's found and where it's coming from, and then you can. And then, in other words, you have to find that dako in everything, and then you can. And then you can do tshuva. So Torah is called bina, and therefore the whole story of Megillah says to the asking, "Where's the shorish? Where's the shorish? Estim and Torah minayin." She Aleph says in Torah minayin. Where is the makom tiyam taka? Where can you be mamtik? Where can you be mamtik? The Torah is bina. The Torah is bina. There must be a makom in the Torah where you can be mamtik, because in bina everything's nimtak. So where is the makom tiyam taka? Sharasha b'toyra anahu. Where's the sharash in Torah? The heishiv. The answer came. V'anoichi aster aster panai. The answer came, Anoichi haste haste panim. Tzolayim amash oya v'soyi t'panim v'stater b'levushim. Whatever was b'soyi t'panim, in other words, which used to be in his gala, was in stater. I mean, alavushim tzrichim l'stakel, used to go into the levushim. The lipshot and alavushim achi yivir b'chin as panim b'panim sh'yomim sh'n kol dova sh'chinim is there. And that's pshat, Anoichi haste haste panim sh'yomim. So as we understand, abadu l'shchin is here with us. Abadu l'shchin is still here. And you understand, it's just teef. You've got to get to the dako. Then you can be misaleh and misaleh. So that's pshat, Anoichi haste haste panim. Anoichi haste haste panim is a nechoma. But it's there, it's just Esther, it's a nechoma. It's a nechoma. So Esther min ha-Torah min ha-Torah. Esther is Aleph, say so. Where's the makor in the Torah that even if there's such Esther upon him, the Aleph is still there? You have to find the makor in the Torah because Torah is Bina and the Bina is going to be Matik. Shanel HaMechi, Aster Aster upon Hai, Aster Aster upon Hai, Misa. Ever bad, it's going to be even a double Astar, so it's another Levush. And three times Astar, it's three Levush. It doesn't change what's inside the Levush. So that's the makor in the Torah, that the Aleph is always there. And therefore, all you have to do is you have to grind everything that's around until you get to the Bechin of Tachin and Tachin. Bechin Shalu Haman Min HaTorah Minayin. Similarly, they asked, Homa min ha-Torah minayin, Tzolayma, ha-ham toka shiloi levatel ha-dinim shiloi eichel muza, where's the rumors of the shorish in the Torah? Homa made the gzeros. He made the dinim. Ha-yu mevatel ha-dinim? Ha-yishim ha-min ha-eitz. Why ha-min ha-eitz? So ha-min is hey-man. Shibam toka, nasim ha-homan hey-man. Alas and man. What does it mean, alas and man? There's two madrigals. There's man and there's man. Mayim duchim and mayim duchim. In other words, whenever there's an avodah min matal and mala, yeah, korbanos, that's the beginning of you've seen in the svarim, it's called the mala man. Have you ever seen it? It's called mala memnun. It's called mayim duchim. It's the beginning of avodah which is called min matal and mala. Memdal is mayim duchim. Duchim is zocher, min mala and mala. Mayim duchim is mekeber. Mekeber is always min matal and mala. Homan comes from the beginning of Halas Man. Halas Man means when you realize that everything is there down here that seems like it's a steal to the Ramanish Lena, forget Mala that you bring back up to the Ramanish Lena. That's the beginning of Halas Man. Homan is Halas Man. That is Hey Man, Halas Man, Hey Man, Halas Man. So when you realize that the whole Hastorah is only to take that Hastorah itself and to elevate it to bring it up to the Ramanish Lena, so then he makes the Hastorah. When we take the Hastorah, we show that the Hastorah we make an Avoid out of it. You make an avoid out of that story, you're taking away that story. It means it's Gala what's inside that story. It's called Allah's mind. The Muslim Batavis are in the East. Shehei Gvuras, I'm talking to Malik. That is the kind of Hei Gvuras, Hei Gvuras and Hei Gvuras. What are the essence for you is divided into Hei Gvuras and Hei Gvuras. Right, you've got Dina which is Gvura, you've got Gvura which is Gvura, you've got Hoyinsh which is Gvura. Then you've got the Soy the Malchus, which you will share to the Gvura. So it's Hei Gvuras. And Tokin the Malach, which is Misala the Bina, Malkum Toyer in Tzchaim, which is Hebechi Tzadas, Shetzibba the Bilti Yachol, right? So that's Hamin Ha'eitz. That's the Bechina of what does the Pasuk say, Hamin Ha'eitz. I told you not to eat from, that's the Bechina of Eitz Tzadas. From there, that's where the Pegam is. And when you use that as an Avodah, then you Malah it to the Bechina of Eitz Tzchaim. And there's the Ham Tokin, the Eitz Tzchaim Toyer, Toyer with Bina.
And there's the
Ham Tokum. Oh. What? Bina says also Gvura? Yeah, it starts Ani Bina Li. What does it mean, Li Gvura? In Bina you have the Gvura, that's the Shurish of the Gvura. Because it's the Shurish of the Gvura, that's what Ham Tokum is. Because it was Ani Bina Li Gvura. The Torah is Bina, and therefore the Shurish, that's the Shurish of the Dinim. And therefore you have to go into the Torah, to the Shurish, to be Mamtik is Dinim. Because the Dinim always Nimtak the Shurash. Where you mount the dinim in the shorish of the dinim. That's the li gvura that's in Torah. And that's the li gvura is the chelik that's mitzvah. So we discussed once, all enim after Mishalach. We saw the didn't have mayim in Torah, and they took an eight mar and they threw it into mayim maram, and it was nimtah. That's the achana for kabbal in Torah. All the mar, all the tzoras, everything, all the hastoras, nimtah has an amtaka. Where does it have amtaka? In Torah. Eight mar. Put it into the mine. Dubbing it's a chaim. It's eight mine in the player. And that was not talking about. That's always how it goes, and that's the koyach haTorah. So there, by Esther, there was a big Esther, to take all those halachim and bring them back to Bina, Homer min haTorah minayin, Esther min haTorah, Mordecha min haTorah minayin, and then when you put them back to the Torah, there they have the haTorah. And again, like you said before, the Tucker means that it was Nisgala, everything else wasn't Etzim, everything else wasn't Etzim Ra, everything else was just a Levush. It's Nisgala, the Allah is right there. That's what the Midian system, that's what we did. And that comes through the Minotaurim 9. Oh, Bina, Bina, Nikriya Machim. He Bina is Soid Alam Abba, as you said before, it's Alman Cheris, right? The Soid of Bina is Alam Abba. Him Kippur, the whole Avoid of Him Kippur, all the thrillers are all in Bina. The Kabbalah, everything is in Bina. Yom Kippur is a bechina of Olam Haba, Shabbos Shabbos. It's all in Bina. Zeu, Ashi'acha Yom El Yoinim Kinoida. In other words, it's Techel in the spheres. It's Bina. Zeu, Oiz Vahoda Levusha. So now he's coming back to tie in to what he said earlier. Medrash, the Medrash said, Amayivi, it's a Mishkan al Moshe, that's the soy, the Hoid Vahoda Levusha, Tishat Le'inach. He's going to explain beautifully. Tischak also means to laugh, but Tischak also means to grind. Right? Yeah, oh, Tischak, oh, so Mela, that's the beginning. So then it's Nisgale, that everything was in the bush. And then, not Novo, it's going to be about Tischak. All the bush and everything was around it was going to be ground, it's going to be taken away. And that's going to have the beginning of Bina, and that's going to be the Machin. And that's going to be the Hamtak. Not pshat. From Moshe Rabbeinu did by Yitzchak and Eigel and Shachak Tafis. The Galat of Rabbeinu Shlaimon, even the Chet Eigel is only a lavush. It's not the etzim. It's discussed many times. The whole Avodah Zarah seems like it's a etzim, a pegia, direct pegia. That's why Avodah Zarah is so chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu by grinding it, Adash Adach is showing no, it's also a lavush. It can also be ground. When it's ground, it can still be Megala, Kedusha 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 Kedusha. That's all, and that's the Hamtaka. So that's what it's supposed to say. It's going to tie in. That's the beginning of Matis Nimachim to Vayivu as Moshe. Even though the Mishkan is in Nashkei, Mabin, and Shemishro, and we say that, what? There's a Mishkan in every Yid, it's also taken away. There was a Kasha, but the Shekhin is with us. But it doesn't mean that it's taken away from us. It means that it's Nistar. It means that it goes into a Hastar. And the whole avodah is that we have to realize, we have to be megalad, whatever's going on is only a lavush, but the shechina al-alef is there inside. Alef is there inside. The whole avodah is to take away lavush. How do you take away lavush? You grind that. Right? In other words, you're mal eman. When you're megalad, then it's a lavush. And that's, like you said earlier, that's the koyach of bino. Koyach of bino is the alma de cher, where you see the cher through the lavush. You see the cher through the lavush, and then through Torah. Through Torah, and the kasha, everything through Torah. And then you see that everything is a hasar, and then you zoche to a megillah of Esther. So there, oiz vayda levusha. Masne, mashne, slabish, abihiris, agadol, vachozak, amazgunim, belosh, oiz levusha, belevushim of him. Yeah, in other words, that the levush, which is very beautiful, it says that, pshat is the hodar, the hoyin, which is the emes, the kedusha, that's in a oiz levusha. Oiz v'hoda levusha. The oiz and the hoda is being slavish into a levush. The oiz and the hoda is the shechina of Doshi. Is the mishkan, the pnimiyas of the mishkan in every year. That's the oiz v'hoda. But oiz v'hoda levusha. In Golas, it's surrounded in a levush. So you can't see it.
Oiz v'hoda considered
the behirus. No, if I care, it's the Mishkan, the Hodor, and the Oiz is the Chayzik of Behirus. The Chayzik of Behirus, the Chayzik of the Or is it?
Like the Oiz, like Gur.
It's the strength of the Behirus, in this place. The Behirus HaGadol VaChozok. So the Behirus HaGadol VaChozok is Nislavish into the Levushim Ovim. These Levushim are so Ovim, so thick. It's even such a strong Or, like the Or of the Mishkan, is hidden in them. So Oiz VaHodor of the Levushim. But it's there, the same behirus that there was in the Beis HaMikdash, it's there. So you put a big wrapping around the Beis HaMikdash, a big black wrapping around the Beis HaMikdash. You put a big black wrapping around the Mishkan in every Yid. But it's there. It's just there. But there is a Tischak, to grind it. We're zoichet to see that in Yom Achal. Tischak Yom Achal, derecha Yitzchan ad HaShedak, shenitchan adova v'nischak, ad she'eviyu el ha'dakas soyd bino el mabo. Until it brings a dakas, which is the soid bina of Olam Haba, anikra yemach. Oz nimtak akol, and then everything is nimtak. Shasham sherashi hadinim, Because the, over there you have the Shrosh Yadinim, which are Takim and Takim. Zeo by Yaviu Ela Esa Mishkan. That's Pshat by Yaviu Esa Mishkan. Mashi Hi, Bechinas Shchina, Hashoichim et Tachtoinim, Yaviu Al Moshe. Because Moshe was Oichet Abina. Shashom is Pashtashis, Mispashetis, Malavushim, Nigvus Boira Boi. That's Pshat by Yaviu Esa Mishkan Al Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who can guarantee always to see the Mishkan. He brought the Mishkan to Moshe, he's the one to guard the Mishkan for us. He's the one to guard the Mishkan for us. Even though he can always be Megala to us, and the Mishkan is always there. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mismashke in the Mishkan, Moshe is the one who can be Megala, and Avada, the Mishkan is still there. And the whole Mashkan just means the Levush. Chen Omar, that's why the Padre Medrash says, Ahu Diksev, Oiz Vahad HaLevush, Vatzitzchak Levach. Messiah, Shekin Sifon, Shekin Tzadikim, Mesukin, Mael Mabo, Sayyid Abino, Shoshom HaAllah Saman, Mamtaka Sadinim, Sharoshan, Schor shel tzadikim, shomu atikun ka'omu v'hove. Yeah. So it's a lot. I wanted to do the whole piece. That's the Megillah of Esther, Megillah of Haftorah, Megillah of Haftorah. To realize that it's all Haftorah, that's the whole. It's all Levushim. It's a beautiful page. It's all in Levushim. Levushim you can grind. I wish we can destroy Adash HaDak until you get to Takam and Adak. See the Pnimius, And then the Mismashkan Shel Yisrael doesn't mean nothing's taken away from us. Someone's hidden from us. It's like something in the dark. It's in the same room, the light's on, I see a table, and I see a chair. Then you put the light off. So somebody took away the chair and table. I can't see it. It's still there. I can't see it. So it's Bastara, nothing's changed. Same thing. Moshe's Megala, Sayyid Avinu's Megala, everything is just a Hastara. Everything is still there in its place. Kipshuta Yisrael. In other words, there's a Mishkan, Torcha Olecha Be'echot, and it's just a Levushim around it. Take away the Levushim, it's a Zorcha to the Or. Alright, the Shkoya, sorry.